Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Super chillaxed, herbalicious episode of Fat Mascara. Jen!
Wait, I'm going to take your chill vibe and ruin it. We're going to talk about the VMAs!
Oh my god, I'm still recovering. That was an amazing show.
Yeah, we're going to get into our favorite beauty looks. And then Jess and I went to the Indie Beauty Expo, and we'll give you the highlights, some of our new favorite brands and products. And lastly, our summer with lip gloss.
It sounds like a teen novel.
Oh, it is a good, that's like a YA novel for sure.
Nobody steal that.
Okay, our summer with lip gloss. We'll let you know how it goes.
And our guest is the amazing Amy Galper. She is an aromatherapy badass. Everybody wants a piece of her. But we got her for about 15 minutes.
Yeah, and drink every time she says herbal.
If you're 21 or over.
Let's talk VMAs. So much happened on Sunday night.
I'm still, like, trying to digest Kanye's non-speech.
That's not even a beauty
thing. No, it's not a beauty thing, but whoa, keep going.
Okay. We'll talk about what is
we a separate podcast for that.
Yeah. So the beauty looks. Did you watch the red carpet at all? Or white carpet, whatever it was?
I got to be honest. I did not watch the white carpet. I scooted home from dinner and, like, forced my boyfriend to watch the show. He was not pleased.
But there were some good looks.
Yeah, there were great looks. Yeah.
What did you like?
He was baffled.
Before we talk about what you maybe didn't like.
I loved Cassie's hair.
Oh, yeah. She got, a couple people were saying she was like on the worst dress list.
What the hell were they watching? Were they watching the same show?
Maybe they were talking about her outfit, not her hair. But the hair was
cool. Her hair was amazing.
Neon yellow, sort of like perfect bob.
Perfect Bob, a color that we have not seen before.
That's true.
We haven't seen it to death. And it was just kind of, I think this is a pretty fresh reference because they just redid the movie like a couple years ago. But like Gem and the Holograms, it reminded me of Pizzazz, like member from the Misfits.
Yes.
She had kind of like, it was the Bob was like very like smart, professional, like, you know, just this like sharp kind of conservative Bob. But it was like this highlighter yellow. And then the root was like a bit paler.
So it's like office haircut, party hair color.
You got it.
Yeah, I liked it. I also want to pat us on the back for just calling a hair trend earlier this summer that showed up a lot, which is the slicked back, wettish hair look that is the new beachy wave. I mean, Kim K does it all the time. Ashley Graham had like the wet bob. Mm-hmm. Zara Larsson, the Swedish girl, had like a wet look. And then the Kanye video.
Oh my God.
The whole thing.
Who was looking at her hair? Holy crap.
True, very true. But I did look for a moment and
I'm learning the choreography. I've got to leave early.
Oh my God. That would be amazing if you did that dance.
I'm doing it right now under the table.
What about makeup? Did anything speak to you?
Well, you know, who wasn't dazzled by Naomi's lips?
Oh, and Pat McGrath did do them.
Yes, I'm not sick of them yet. I can look at those glitter lips all day long.
There was a little behind-the-scene video I saw later where Rihanna goes up to Naomi and goes, "Who did your makeup?" And Naomi looks at her like, "Girl, please." And she just goes, "Pat, of course." And Rihanna's like, "I knew it." And I was like, wow, even there, Pat has it. They looked good.
And Naomi, you know, she's not a kid anymore. I think she looked better than, like, anyone there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she's still Naomi Campbell. It's not like, you know, oh, good for her. But she blew everyone out of the water for me.
Yeah, it was good.
She looked fantastic.
Also, I kind of don't want to talk about this, but I feel like we should, which is the whole I'm not wearing makeup thing from Alicia Keys and Alessia Cara. I fully support this, but the reason I don't want to talk about it is because I feel like the whole point is that we shouldn't talk about it because it should just be normal. If you don't want to wear makeup, then I'm not going to talk about you on a beauty podcast.
But they totally are doing it as a statement.
Thank you. That's why I didn't want to talk about it, but we kind of have to talk
about
it.
They're doing it, so it's like I'm normalizing it. Like, let's make this, you know, a thing. And you know, I'm not knocking them or their intentions because what are they supposed to do? Wear makeup even though they don't want to? Because
no,
like
right.
it's a catch-22. But I think it's cool if they don't want to wear makeup, they don't have to wear makeup. You know, there are some girls I'm sure don't feel comfortable, and seeing that will give them a little bit of, you know what, I don't have to wear makeup. It's not my personal choice, but you know, you do you, Alicia. You're always gorgeous.
I have two thoughts, and that is, what's next? Are we just not going to dress up for shows anymore?
It's because it shows
a little
point.
Respect, I think, to show, look, this is out of the ordinary occasion, so I might put on some lip gloss, you know, something
right,
like that.
Right.
The other thing is, do you really think they're not wearing makeup?
No way.
Because I once had to go on the Dr. Oz show, and it was a special no makeup episode, so none of the experts were allowed to wear makeup, and I was one of the experts, nor was Dr. Oz allowed to wear makeup. I was like, great, good for him. But let me tell you, I was secretly putting on like a little eyebrow brushy lip balm. I think they have a little makeup on.
Maybe a blur cream.
Like a blur cream. Good call. Good call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't want to talk about it, but we just did. All in all, though, like, it was super fun. It's not stayed with, like, the same hair and makeup that it always is at the Oscars. And it was experimental, and I like that.
Jen?
Yes, Jess.
The excitement from the Indie Beauty Expo.
Was it just our excitement? Because I felt like it was in the air.
It was electric.
All over.
It was electric. I have to say, last week we went to the Indie Beauty Expo, which is pretty self-explanatory, an exposition of indie beauty brands. It was in New York. It was the second one that they've done in New York. We walked the floor. I felt so inspired. It sounds corny, but it's true. And so, like, energized by the people there. Not so, I mean, yes, like the people that were walking the floor, like the other press people and, you know, consumers.
It's open to consumers too.
Yeah. But the exhibitors.
You like, know why you felt energized by them? Because they were like running up to you and pulling you into their booths.
No.
I feel
no.
like you had a sign on your head that was like, please come talk to me about your brand.
Well, because I was making eye contact.
I had my head down. I was like, oh, I already know about you. Goodbye. And I kept walking.
Well, I had like a look of wonder. because
it, you did. You were like a kid in a candy.
I felt like I was in
you
Toys R Us.
You were like a beauty editor at the Indie Beauty Expo.
I mean, just as well, because we were there and we're looking for information.
Yeah.
But being there is like, it was like a nice little reminder that you know, we're there to meet people who are like doing cool work in the beauty space. And it felt like we were talking to, you know, we go to these, you know, beauty events and they're all well and good. I'm not, no disrespect, but we're meeting people who are selling us on an idea, selling us on a product that eventually is going to go in, you know, a lot of it will go in the magazine. This is like people with their heart on the line.
Yeah.
This was
a lot of passion. And they're not owned by a big, you know, L'Oreal or an Estee Lauder. They're independently funded or small investors. So they are like, they really believe in their products.
Right. The other people, if we go to an event or something, these people are on our payroll. They'll get another job. It doesn't ultimately, I'm speaking in very broad strokes. Please, no hate emails. But like, it's not, they don't go to bed and like cry about like their cream that their parents like, you know, have watched them make or that they sold the farm to, you know,
yeah,
to
do. Talked to one woman and she said like, you know, I put all my savings into this and put my, and I think that's commendable.
Oh God, it was awesome. It was inspiring. Which brands did you like?
I was a fan of the Nerd Skincare. They use the probiotics. They have some lovely moisturizers and really cool packaging. I like the packaging.
Yeah.
Do you want to know my favorite?
Yeah, absolutely.
We met Laurel of Laurel Whole Plant Organics. I love when, like, I'm an idiot. I walked up to her. I was like, so is your name Laurel?
I didn't know. Yeah, the founders are, like, there selling their own stuff.
I thought she was just a salesperson. She is Laurel. And she gave us some samples. And I have been wearing their facial serum, their antioxidant facial serum. And when they say serum, it's super natural. So, like, everything in it is actually, you know, oils and all goodness. Lots of rose hip seed oil.
She had good skin too.
Oh my God.
She was like a little apple cheek baby.
Her skin was like an angel. Like, I hate when people say it was lit from within, but it was lit from within. So I'm into what she was doing. What did you like?
Okay. So I thought this was pretty cool. This brand called Feather and Bone.
They love an ampersand at Indie Beauty. It's always like.
That's so funny. It's so true. It's a little tablet. It's like a little pill. It comes in this little packet, and you just pop a tablet in the palm of your hand, and then you mix it with water, and you wash your face with it. So I thought it was a pretty innovative concept. Very good if you travel. Yeah, good if you travel. You know, just a neat idea. And then there's this brand called Board and Batten, and I remember them from last year.
Yeah.
And it's this, everything is about like very farm fresh skincare. And it just looks super like, I mean, this is a brand that it just looks so lush, so like upscale. And it's not the kind of thing you would ever expect to see at like, you know, it just doesn't look like it's
granola.
It doesn't look granola, but it uses very granola ingredients. It's very high-end looking. And I used their exfoliating powder once, and I was like, this is really nice, because I've always been kind of freaked out by exfoliating powders.
Yeah.
So, really cool stuff.
And lest you think, guys, that this is all natural, because I feel like people think indie. It's all natural. It's like hippie oils and whatever. There was also some, like fashion-forward hair brands like Amika.
Yeah.
And, like, color payoff makeup brands.
Really good point.
Were there any other highlights for you?
What I learned is that, you know, it's not always about these big, you know, brands that we all know and love. If you really want to support the beauty industry, you know, shop some of these smaller, cool indie brands. We'll link to some of our favorites on the blog. Check them out, and I think you'll make some really cool new discoveries. Jen, couldn't help but notice the other day, you had the most stunning color on your lips.
The lip gloss?
Yes.
Yeah, but we were in a meeting with another third person, and Jess stops me in the middle of the meeting and be like, hey, you got something on your teeth.
No, I tried to discreetly gesture.
Then the third person goes, yeah, you have stuff on your teeth. I wasn't going to say anything because I don't know you that well. Let me tell you, we've been talking about lip gloss all summer. It started in spring. We saw a little resurgence from the spring shows. Mm-hmm. We thought it might be back.
So Kylie did lip gloss too.
That's right, the video. How can we forget?
Yes.
So we both have been trying it this summer because I also feel like it's a summery look.
Yeah, kind of carefree. I feel like fun.
I feel like you've been succeeding more than I have.
No, I really only try mine on the weekends because I feel like at work, Like, people don't take me seriously if I'm wearing gloss.
You know what, though? That is something. Like, I do feel more girlish when I wear lip gloss as opposed to, like, a power lipstick or a power matte.
Yeah, like, I feel like people are thinking, like, I'm, in, like, in a sexy mood or
like,
something.
Like, I just had a lollipop.
You know? Totally.
Yeah. So yeah, I was wearing a lip gloss. That day didn't go well. But I found some that I liked over the summer. How about you?
What'd you find?
Well, I didn't even know Sigma Beauty made lip products. I thought they just made brushes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was surprised when you whipped it out and it was Sigma Beauty, actually.
Yeah. So one that I like is their Lip Vex in Tranquil. It's like a rosy, mauvey nude. But I've learned a lesson, which is I have dark lips to begin with. Mm-hmm. And you know those whole J-Lo lip gloss of like the nudes? I love nude lip gloss on other people. But it, you know, my lip color shows through beneath it and it ruins the color. Like it just ends up looking muddy. Like I feel like if you have dark lips and try like a light lip gloss, you just look kind of like a muddy corpse.
We've got to find the right nude for you.
Yeah. Have you seen the Bare Essentials Gen Nude collection? They have like dozens of nudes for every skin tone.
I have seen them. I've never
found it. So I've had some luck in there. What about you?
So I'm in love with this one lip gloss, but it's pretty aggressive. It's Smith & Colt lip glosses.
Oh, yeah.
They're freaking amazing. Please, guys, check them out.
Is this in the gold tube?
They have like a very kind of heavy silver, like kind of bullety cap.
And
they're
why?
Chubby. They're really chubby, but they're very sticky.
Okay.
And I'm sure the brand wouldn't love that description, but I mean, they have a high gloss, kind of high lacquery feel. You put them on, and it's like you are wearing gloss. I wouldn't want to wear it if I was having like, you know, a meeting with my boss or something.
Right.
It's too sexy, but it gets the job done.
What color do you like from them?
I love this one color called High Speed Sonnet.
High Speed Sonnet?
I know. They all have very dramatic
names.
Like
as in Shakespearean sonnet?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I know. They have very strange names, but like they're all very kind of cool names.
Well, that's the woman who started Hard Candy. Mm-hmm. She started Smith & Colt, yeah, so I get it. We also have to talk about the Lust kit. I know we already talked about it, Pat McGrath, but when it sold out and crashed the website like just a couple days ago, that has a nice clear lip gloss in it that I actually have been using just over top of my lipstick to like
give it a little bit of pop.
Yeah, to give it a little pop.
You know, I found a hack.
What's your
a lip gloss hack?
You can say hack without saying hack.
I like to put it in it. Pat, you know, who taught me this? Pat Wexler.
Okay.
And she taught us from when she came here. She pops the lip gloss underneath a lipstick. It's a good way of like wearing lip gloss, but making it not so aggressive. So you can use your lip gloss during the day or like for like a more sedate setting, put a lip gloss on top and it still gives you like a nice cushy shine.
Yeah.
But it's not as intense.
Yeah. That is a good hack. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, Pat.
My thought is, though, we're about to go into the fall fashion shows. Yeah. We'll be doing some backstage reporting. Do you think we're going to be seeing gloss in the cold weather?
I don't think so, because when that, like, wind gets whipping around and, like...
So true.
No, I just...
It gets stuck in the gloss.
It's too carefree. It just feels, like, not right for the mood.
Turtleneck sweaters don't work with lip gloss. Like, you know, fuzzy hats.
I want to look
Angora.
Really...
It smells... It smells disaster.
I'm getting itchy. No, I think... It's going to be, I want to set a more serious tone for fall.
Okay, an autumnal serious
tone.
Yeah,
what about you?
I fully agree.
All right, we're gonna shelve the glosses and...
Phase into winter. Winter is coming.
The place that I want to be, Lavender Hill.
We are so happy to welcome Amy Galper. She is the founder and executive director of the New York Institute of Aromatherapy. I feel very calm already speaking to you. Amy, thank you so much for coming to Fat Mascara.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is so exciting.
Amy, let's just start bare bones. What is aromatherapy?
Aromatherapy is really a... complementary and alternative care modality that uses essential oils as their medium for therapeutics, basically. So where an herbalist might use, or they do use, plants to heal. An aromatherapist uses essential oils to kind of heal and work with people. So that's kind of the very short answer.
Is aromatherapy all about smelling, or is it there's some? Are there other things you can do with oils that is not about the scent? Like they have antibacterial qualities, so on and so forth.
Well, aromatherapy is unique as a complementary and alternative care modality because it does include scent. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to use the oils and you're going to just take them internally and you're not really going to use experience the scent, then you're not really getting the aromatic, therapeutic.
Is that the difference between being an herbalist and an aromatherapist? An herbalist is about ingesting. So that's the key difference between being an herbalist and an aromatherapist.
I would say that an herbalist is focusing more on internal and topical use of plant medicine, okay, where an aromatherapist is also looking at topical application, but also the aromatics, the smell, and how that affects our mind and our emotion and all of that.
And when you mentioned how it affects the mind, and you know, you talked about like the brain pathways or some reaction there, is that, can you expand about that a little bit more? Are you talking about memories? Are you talking about
all of it? So basically, what's very, very cool about our sense of smell is that when we smell something, there is an actual direct connection to our limbic system, which is in the center of our brain.
So when you smell something, like let's say, you know, I smell a fragrance that I wore when I was 12, or the grass of my, you know.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good, whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence. Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara. Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right? That's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20.
My mother's backyard, whatever. And it goes into my brain. I have that memory. Does it stay there forever? Can I ever kind of forget that?
Well, that's interesting. And the limbic system, where your olfactory neurons kind of deliver the message in mm-hmm. your brain, is what's called the limbic system. And that's right in the center of both hemispheres of the brain. It's like maybe a little smaller than your fist. And it has a piece of it. Part of its anatomy is called the hippocampus, mm-hmm. and that controls all of our long and short-term memory. So that's why smell always triggers memory, because it's right next to each other, and that we associate memory with aromas. And the hippocampus is also responsible for learning and like learned behavioral responses.
Right.
So you can actually, let's say, you know, you associate a smell with some bad memory or right. something. You can actually teach yourself through practice to have a good memory with
that
smell.
That's what I was going to ask, actually, because like I'm just going to use lavender as an example, because I feel like whenever you talk about aromatherapy, you think of lavender. But say it has all these benefits and you want to use it with a patient where they breathe it in and where they apply it topically, but this particular person like hates lavender because like some teacher they had like wore lavender and they just mm-hmm. like hated her and she was mm-hmm. mean. Is it not going to work? Like, is aromatherapy universal across humans, or do you have to take into account our learned responses to scents?
You have to take your account into your learned responses.
Oh, you do.
And part of it is that you want any aromatic synergy or blend that you create for someone to be something so delicious and pleasant for the person that they're using it all the time.
Right. Like, so if you're trying to treat anxiety, it's causing anxiety.
Then obviously that's not the right oil. I mean, there are hundreds of oils that
you
can choose.
So you could work around,
of course,
like each of our own weird little like...
Of course. And then what we found, because actually in my classes, I actually had a woman once who announced on the first day of class before we even opened up any oil... I hate lavender.
I've heard people say that, yeah.
If you open up the bottle, I'm walking out. I mean, she made this big announcement, and I was like, fine, no problem.
Did she know she was going to an aromatherapy?
I know, but I think part of the issue
is... I hate pizza. You go into an Italian restaurant.
Part of the issue, I think, is that people want to learn, and when they want to understand why they have these strong responses and how they can use it. And you have to understand that really the art and the science of aromatic plant medicine is really understanding how to blend the oils together. So it's really about how they work synergistically and how they work together as a blend. And that when something is blended really, really well, you almost can't distinguish the different parts of what's in it.
Right.
So even though she may have this aversion to lavender, and what was discovered in class is that when students made blends for her, they included lavender, but she couldn't tell it was in there. That it contributed to that sedating, quieting effect.
Right.
But it didn't trigger that emotional response
when,
in that way.
When you're talking about these blends, just to clarify, like mm-hmm. let's do a pretend case study. Someone comes in and they have stomach aches all the time.
Right.
And you give and you work on a blend for them. What does the person do with the blend? I'm like picturing it just like wave it around in front of my nose. Like,
so when someone comes in an aromatherapy session, you would talk to them and you would find out, okay, your stomach ache. You know, you'd find out, is it a physiological thing? Like, do they have IBS? Do they have ulcers? Like, what's really going on? Or is it, you know, something that actually is triggered by an emotion? Or you find out through talking to them that they get a stomach ache every time their boss walks by their desk or
whatever. It's a little bit of a therapy sesh. It's a real consult.
Well, yeah, it's a real consult because remember, this is a holistic approach. Understanding that our mind, our body, our state of our kind of our spiritual state, everything is wrapped up, that you can't like isolate this stomach ache as its own symptomatic experience, but that it's linked to all these other things. Mm-hmm. So understanding that, then you would find out, okay, stomach ache lady, she's had, you know, I mean, she could have something like Crohn's disease, where it's actually a genetic condition, you know, that's medically proven.
Now, at that point, would you say you need to go see a Western doctor, or you're like not into it?
Well, I'm not actually trying to treat her Crohn's disease and make it go
away. Okay.
But what I'm saying is I'm saying, let's say you could have someone with a stomach ache who presents in two different ways. One person has Crohn's disease, right? It's actually a inflammatory bowel disease, not really stomach, but digestive.
It's serious business, yeah.
Serious digestive issue. And then you can have someone who just gets like nervous belly aches.
Right.
Okay. Regardless, the what is going on there is that you find out that someone who has Crohn's, right, isn't always in an acute state, right? Mm-hmm. They have moments when they're not in a flare-up.
Yeah.
Right.
And you might find through talking to them, well, what makes them go into a flare-up, aside from maybe eating too much cake or whatever it might be, but what are other things
that are going
on?
Finding out, like, starting from the beginning rather than starting from, like, the tail.
Exactly. What's going on? Mm-hmm. And then understanding that. So let's say we find out from this person, and in fact, both the nervous belly person and the Crohn's disease person, we find out that anxiety triggers their issue. So what are we going to do? We're going to try to create something so they don't have an issue.
Right.
We can't get rid of her Crohn's disease, sadly, but we can help her manage it.
Anxiety is the start of so much, isn't it?
It is. It's so much.
Do you see like that's the root of a lot of the things that you're treating?
Yes.
I mean you're
talking to someone who thinks everything is really because of stress. It's unbelievable how powerful our minds are and what they create to us, you know? Mm-hmm. And the limbic system all governs that, okay? The limbic system is where everything, our response to all of the external stimuli in the world, get registered. You've heard of the expression fight or flight, right? Yeah. That fight or flight response. That happens in the limbic brain. So when we have an experience of something that's threatening us or scaring us or causing us, what happens is the limbic brain then responds, and it sits right next to our pituitary gland and right next to all these parts that manufacture our hormones.
Yeah.
So what happens?
It starts pumping out some cortisol.
It starts pumping out all this stuff. And our body, doesn't know that we're not reacting to the fact that someone stole our taxi.
So let's say anxiety is at the root of this problem that you've discovered. I'm going back to stomach lady.
Okay.
You make her a lovely blend that's going to help bring down anxiety. Does she rub it on her belly?
Oh, yeah. What is she doing?
She does.
She does drink
exactly
it?
That.
Okay.
She would do, well, you would find out what works for her.
Okay.
Maybe just smelling it. Maybe she just needs to smell what's called an inhaler or a rollerball every time her boss walks by so she doesn't, like, freak out.
Oh.
Or every time her mother calls, she's going to, like, sniff it so she doesn't, like, freak out. Or whatever it might be. Or let's say before she goes to bed at night, you make her a beautiful cream or a body butter or a salve or something that she just does a really beautiful self-nurturing quiet belly time rub where she, you know what I'm saying? Where she rubs
her
belly.
You come home with me.
And she like makes that connection and like, I don't need, and she could say, you know, affirmations to herself. Yeah. I don't need to be worried. It's all going to be good. I'm so grateful. These are things that I need to look out for. And then that then can be a practice that she can do. Or it can be something as simple as a spray mist, because even though she's having stomach aches all the time, she doesn't know when to stop. But she can reach into her bag while she's standing online and spritz herself.
And this is working on the, as she smells this, it's working on her brain level.
Exactly. Helping her not to react. So using scent to help you, like...
What are some scents? Since you mentioned that, yeah. And I think it does, a lot of people have that anxiety. Like, what are some of your favorite oils to put in a mix for someone who's feeling that kind of anxiety?
That kind of anxiety. I think geranium is a really soothing oil. Chamomile is also really soothing. Marjoram has some really great antispasmodic and sedating qualities to it. So there are many that have. And what's great about blending is that you would look at the different kind of chemical structures or molecular structure of the oils. You would say, okay, I want these molecules that are really sedating.
So but do you want to put these on your skin or you want to just smell them?
Because you can do either. Now, essential oils,
yeah, because these are a little intense, aren't they?
They're very intense. So you really want to try to avoid putting them directly on your skin.
Okay.
And it's always best to what's called blend them down or put them in what's called a carrier. And a carrier is just another substance that can help carry it more safely into the body.
So what are some of the brands that are really
okay, so Phoebe Aromatics. There is another brand, one of my teachers and someone who I deeply respect in the field named Kurt Schnabalt. He has a website called Original Swiss Aromatics, which is really lovely. There's another company called Eden Botanicals. They have a beautiful selection of essential oils.
This is helpful, yeah.
So this is something where you can really kind of connect to that.
Since I have you here, though, can I ask you my weird scent questions? And if you
of
don't,
course.
Okay, oh, yeah, let's get to the weird ones.
I'm like, you're going to be my trivia person because I love to like get weird knowledge. But I often hear about pheromones from people.
Right, I saw this on the question. Like, no, this is a good question. I've had people in my class ask me this. So ask me the question.
What are pheromones? And when some perfume company tells me, oh, it has pheromones and people are going to fall in love with you and they smell it, like, is that BS?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there's the
answer. It's totally BS.
I almost bought like a perfume that had pheromones when I was like 13 years old in the back of a magazine. It was like
he'll love. Where did that all start from? If it's not
those little classifieds.
Well, I don't know really where it is. We do have them. I mean, it is a naturally occurring
substance. But between two humans that I make naturally,
you make it naturally, and yours smells unique to you.
Got it.
And yours smells unique to you, and mine smells unique to me.
And you could be unattracted to people's pheromones, right? Like, you could be, like, put off by someone's pheromones.
You can be put off by their scent, sure.
Right.
And you could also be very attracted to their
scent. I don't mean just, like, the obvious,
scent.
Like, sweaty, disgusting man.
No,
like,
it's something beyond that.
But it's, like, an invisible, like, meh.
I mean, obviously, you have your brands of oils that you like. What else are some of your favorite products that you use? I feel like you're, like, an earth mother come to visit us, and I want to, like, get what's in your medicine cabinet.
Well, I basically make everything that I use.
Really?
Stop. Can you give us, like, a quickie recipe? I know that this is what you do, but for our listeners, can you give us something quick that they can make at home?
I love coconut oil. I think that really works good. And shea butter. We could just put some cold shea butter and coconut oil in your blender.
Mm-hmm.
And not in your blender, in your like mixer,
okay.
Your hand mixer. And you just kind of whip it up, you know, for like 15 minutes. Make sure both are cold and the coconut oil isn't, didn't become liquid. You know,
yeah.
It gets. And that becomes like a really whipped body butter, which is really fun. And then you can put some essential oils in it to scent
it. Yum.
You could also make like a really nice, I'm really into face oils and body oils. So I put oil all over myself all the time. So, you know, you could just get some, try to find, I only try to use cold-pressed virgin organic nut and seed oils, because those, you know, haven't gone through a really heavy processing and aren't solvent extracted. So you could look at things like sesame oil for the body is really great, adding some essential oils for a nice body oil. And then I love using like fresh fruits and stuff. Like I love doing strawberry masks where I'll just get some fresh strawberries, put it in a blender with like 2 tablespoons of honey, and I'll just smear it all over my face for a mask, because all of those really great, the salicylic acid in strawberries and some other really great brightening vitamin C, vitamin A, all
Wait,
these really
is that,
great nutrients.
I feel like you use that mask because you're
Yeah, I have
glowing.
Used it.
I want to go on a retreat
that.
With her.
And
you never need to buy anything again. You're already
And then we're doing some great classes at the school.
Like Tell
we
us.
We have a make your own deodorant class coming up.
Ooh.
This is at the New York
Institute of Aromatherapy.
We're
in East Village on 13th Street between
okay,
A and B.
We'll put a link on the website.
So we have make your own deodorant. We have a make your own facial serum class. We have a make your own soap class. You could really come to all of our classes and make all of your stuff.
Guys.
Jess, you're going to put yourself out of business.
I know, seriously. New York listeners, please go to the New York Institute of Aromatherapy. You can take one-off classes, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a ton of really fun things. And I'm even going to start teaching. I'm about to launch a botanical beauty course online in partnership with a school that I work with.
So you don't even have to be in New York.
You don't have to be. But the course online is going to be kind of like an abbreviated version, and then I'm going to teach the full program in New York.
Cool.
Guys, you need to go to the school. You need to go to the school. We'll be there.
I'll be there if I don't pass out first. I'm so chill. Thank you,
Amy.
Amy,
thank you.
Amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's time to raise a wand.
That had like a little bit of a blues feel.
It's time to raise a wand. Make me stop doing this. Okay. Should I go first or do you want to go first?
You go first.
Okay. I am raising a wand to this.
Ooh, I love this brand.
A new makeup wipe I'm obsessed with, and I'm not the only one. It is Yes to Miracle Oil, Calm and Soothe, Primrose Oil, 2-in-1 Cleansing, Moisturizing Facial Wipes.
Have fun writing that credit.
I know, it's a long name. But you know, Yes to Carrots, Yes to Tomatoes. Their new line is Yes to Rose and Rose Oil.
Okay.
And it's moisturizing and soothing for sensitive skin. My favorite product are the wipes because they don't sting. I swear. They're just moisturizing and delicious.
Oh, I got to try that.
Yeah.
Yes to is yet to make a bad product. So that's awesome. Okay, so I promise you next week I will have a real product, but we need to talk about this.
Okay.
Whoa. The Spike Jonze ad for Kenzo
Wait,
World.
Wait, why didn't we do a whole segment on this? I am obsessed with this Kenzo perfume ad.
Guys, we're going to link to it on the blog if you haven't seen it. This is the best fragrance ad I have seen since that crazy Chanel Egoist ad from like the 80s.
But it's even better because they like poke
fun. Oh, it's amazing. It's incredible. Okay. Every fragrance ad for, you know, film, commercial is trying to be like, oh, mysterious, dreamy, crazy.
And Charlize Dion like going up into the air.
Yes. You know, they've spent billions of dollars, I'm sure, collectively in trying to make like these really like trippy films. This is a trippy film that Spike Jonze has done. The commercial stars Margaret Qualley from The Leftovers. She's a young actress. And the plot is basically she's bored at this like fancy schmancy event dinner. And then she, you know, steps out. And basically she starts dancing to this like music in her head. Goes berserk, has like special superpowers.
She has laser hands.
Laser hands, like licks a statue.
Beats up a guy.
It's incredible. I'm not doing it justice. You have to see it. It sounds silly, but it's just fantastic. It really is, for those of you who remember, it's basically like the Fatboy Slim video with Christopher Walken.
Yeah,
some people are saying like, oh, it's a ripoff. But you know what? It works. It's just pure joy. You watch it and you're like, I love this. It's everything a fragrance ad should be. And it's freaking fun. I
raise a freaking
amazing
wand.
2 thumbs up. From Jen and Jess.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at FatMascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.